This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, October 10th. Cattle markets yesterday were just a bit lower, kind of a quiet, choppy type of trade as the markets continued to drift after testing those highs that were put in here just a week ago. So the market's hovering and struggling to maintain some upward momentum, but we're still holding in that upper range where we broke through major resistance here a couple weeks ago. The market has some of these deferred months on both lives and feeders have not really tested that breakout yet. And I think that's probably what's going to happen here, especially in the live cattle, where some of these deferreds were still well above that breakout, where the front months had tested it, and the front months actually have shown a little bit more support. So it's an interesting dynamic going on here. But the October, which of course is in delivery, has been, you know, $2 to $3 premium to the cash. That seems to be slipping a bit and getting more in line with the cash, which is trading around 110 to 111, with the front month board around 113 to 114. So that's, I think, why we're seeing some of this convergence between futures and cash, whereas the back months are holding together a bit better. There hasn't been much cash trade developed so far this week, just a couple hundred head traded, and it looks about steady with last week. The box beef values were mixed yesterday, choice down 36 cents at 203, select up 91 cents at 193, the spreads at 1013, movement 127 loads. Feeder cattle index is up 30 cents at 158.45. Show lists appear to be down just a bit this week compared to last week. The packers have been on a fairly strong kill rate, and of course that's, you know, demand has absorbed most of that. Frozen beef stocks were a bit higher than expected. I think part of that is the trade wars going on, but with NAFTA finally getting renegotiated, that should open up some of those doors as well. But for the most part, the domestic demand has been very strong. Exports have been strong, absorbing much of this record beef supply and production that has been, that we've seen for the last few months. The packers have really not been all that proactive in securing forward cattle contracts, and it appears that they're a bit short bought, especially with the show list being down this week. So that there seems to be the sentiment in the market that the feedlots have a bit more leverage coming into this week. They seem to show it last week. They seem to feel that they have it this week too. Packers have stepped up with the forward contracting for down the road as we get closer to the holidays, but in this time window, it doesn't appear that they've got much leverage developed with forward contracting cattle to fall back on. Also, movement out of the feedlots could be slowed down a bit with the rains that have come through the southern plains and up into the Midwest. Now another hurricane coming through. Pen conditions have deteriorated significantly. There's a lot of mud in major feeding areas. So that's could be an issue. Could slow down some weight gains, could just slow down movement out of the feedlots. But nevertheless, I think that is something that is could prove to be fairly supportive to the market, at least in the short term. We're still looking at a bullish technical formation here. The market appears to be well supported. The pullbacks aren't very deep, and the buyers step up even when you get a $1 or $2 pullback. It seems that the buyers are there. Upper momentum, granted, seems to be stalling a bit as we've just paced sideways here for the last few weeks. But again, the market broke above major resistance and did come back and test those breakouts for most of these front month contracts. And then the market then pushed higher and we're pulling back again. So the momentum seems to have waned just a bit, but we haven't broken down. We haven't taken out any significant support level. So that would lead me to think that this market is still on firm footing, that the demand is there. We're heading into a strong demand season anyway. As long as the economy continues to fire like it is, then I think the beef demand will stay well supported, and this market still has some upward momentum to go. I think it's still targeting early November for the feeder cattle. Live cattle could stay firm until you get into early December, you know, staying strong into that seasonal demand period where the ribs are leading the way. Typically for the holiday season, we've seen that step up here about a month early. So that would suggest demand is there, and the prospects and the expectation for a strong Christmas season seem to be there as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.